News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, 1,770 people are in hospital with the coronavirus here, with the number of people in intensive care increasing to 172. Dr. Gabriel Scally, Public Health Physician, former Director of Public Health for Belfast and Professor of Public Health at the University of Bristol, joins us. Gabriel, reports this morning in the Irish Times telling us hospitals being ordered to treat the surge in cases as an emergency situation. They've been asked to suspend all non-urgent work and escalate the discharge of patients with immediate effect. Have we made a terrible mess of things over the last number of weeks?
Well, we are in a mess. There's no doubt about it, both in Britain and Ireland. And it's not a pretty picture. In fact, it's a very, very dangerous picture. And it was avoidable. And I think that's the only conclusion you can come to. It was avoidable. We should have avoided it. But we are here, and it's going to be really tough to get through it. But get through it we will, I'm sure. But it's going to be very, very difficult for the next couple of weeks. And we are paying the price for relaxation in rules and restrictions and attitudes in the run-up to Christmas.
We have seen a drop in the numbers here in the last couple of days, but they're still pretty eye-watering numbers. We're still well over 3,000 cases a day. Do you think that the measures that were brought in, the level five measures, are they enough? Will they continue to lead to a reduction in the numbers? Are you confident about that?
Well, it's great that they've started to drop. We haven't had a lot of days worth of data yet to see how fast that drop will be. We want it to come down absolutely as fast as possible. And therefore, if there are other things that can be done or other messages that have to get out, well, let's get them done now. Let's get the numbers down to create a bit of breathing space again. There are three things. We've got to get the numbers down, we've got to keep them down, and we've got to keep the virus out. And each of those things is important. Getting it down, absolutely, we need restriction. Keeping it down, we need to get the contact tracing system working fully again and tracing all close contacts. And we can only do that when the numbers become reasonable again. And then keeping it out means doing something really serious about our ports and airports and bringing in managed isolation. We've got to get this virus down as a huge, huge national priority, north and south.
Given where we're at now, today is January 14th. The figures yesterday were 3,500 new cases. Is it looking unlikely in your view at this stage? We're still 2 weeks off, obviously, but is it looking unlikely in your view that schools will be going back on the 1st of February?
I would have thought it is very unlikely. Children aren't at great risk, but there's no doubt about it that the whole process of getting children to school, all of the staff, the teachers and other staff who are there, and there is transmission goes on between children and transmission back into families again. So given the terrible situation we're in, I don't think schools should be opened. But it is a good time to do the work in schools to try and make them safer by taking over more space, other buildings, community halls, sports halls, whatever, to so that in future months the classes can be more spread, doing something really serious about ventilation, opening windows that maybe don't open, putting in new windows that can open, all of that kind of stuff. It's a good opportunity now to get the schools safer.
The vaccination programme, we're now hoping that we'll have 700,000 vaccinated by the end of March. Is it quick enough, in your view, just observing what we're doing, is it quick enough? Or are we largely hamstrung by the supplies we're getting as part of the EU?
Well, I think every country is hamstrung by the supplies. It could not be quick enough, but it is entirely dependent on getting the vaccine. And it's one of the things that you've got to stress as well in all of this, that just because someone has been given the vaccine doesn't mean that they're completely immune to the virus. Mm. We know even the best of vaccines don't protect everyone. And with people getting their first dose, you've got to be so careful not to pick up the infection over the period until the immunity really kicks in. And Israel has done a fantastic job with vaccination, but about 20% of people coming into the hospital are people who have been vaccinated already. So it's not an instant cure.
If we do reach that target of 700,000 by the end of March, that will be most, if not all, of the most vulnerable to COVID in our society. At that point, can we begin to look at starting, at not fully reopening, but can we begin to looking at getting back to reopening and perhaps some level of normality?
There is a huge danger there, and it's called the prevention paradox in public health terms, that if you protect the highest at risk, but let the virus run wild then after that by removing restrictions to any great extent. Well, there are a lot of people in our communities who are not at very, very high risk, but they're maybe at moderate risk or low risk, but they have got some risk. But there are a lot of those people. So if the virus then takes off in the community because we have reduced the restrictions, well, you could still get a lot of people coming with the symptoms and really serious disease. And then there's long COVID to think about. There's the 1 in 10 approximately people who get symptoms of COVID. In fact, they don't have to be seriously ill, but can have a long-term disability arising from the virus. Okay. And we don't want either deaths or disability coming out of this. So we have to treat it very, very cautiously until we get a really high level of vaccination.
Okay, Dr. Gabriel Scally, public health expert. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.